Everyone, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, busy schedules to tune in today. This is Lynn, Mystic Healer, and this is Spiritual Emergency Training, and it's on Station 1, bbsradio.com, Station 1, for replays, free archives. On Station 1, on scroll down to Saturdays, and you can get free archives there on Station 1, BBS, Boy Boy Sam, or Beyond Bullshit, ooh, I think I can say that, radio.com. And, yes, welcome, and also KJAJ.org. KJAJ.org is doing replays, too, of this broadcast. So blessings and thank you so much. Today I have two guests.
KJAJ, local FM in your city, right?
Yeah, well, Empire, local in the county, yes, yes. Yeah, 98.1 FM on the radio. Right on. So that's Andy. I guess I'll promo him first. Andy has been on many of my talk shows before. And he's a philosophical stoic, so to speak, and actually he's been probably more involved with legislation and computers than anyone of that combo that I've probably ever at least met. 71 you were doing programs already, or 73?
Close enough.
Yeah, and so his background with computers and legislation is he was born into this to help shift the planet, I swear, with the computers and with legislation of evolving consciousness, job creation programs, you know, for world healing peace and green projects and, you know, helping save this friggin' planet. So welcome, Andy. And then also sorry, go ahead.
No,
and then we've also got today Rich Procida, and a very scholarly constitutional lawyer. People, please get with him too. Constitutional lawyer has been given webinars on propaganda, and he's worked with so many wonderful groups, 20 different groups that were involved with impeach.org for referencing how to get the corporatocracy to be accountable, corporate accountability groups, and peace and justice, social justice, economic policy groups, and what have you, to get our government back into legalities and formats that really honor the our you know, Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, you know, and in God we trust, and, you know, evolution of consciousness too, but evolving projects and programs. And also too, he does Bible studies for progressives, which is part of the movement for the Enlightenment, for world healing and peace that our nation, our USA, with our multicultural diversity, is supposed to come together and write the legislation and get the mass propaganda, mass media, which is propaganda, headed in a whole new direction so that our thoughts get focused on the solutions and legislative solutions that can actually heal the individuals for freedom and justice for all, but also sovereignty individuals, but evolving relationships and then evolving families, you know, and communities and international red, yellow, black, and white for the thought forms that, you know, we have all the same basic needs and red, yellow, black, and white, and we all have the same basic emotions, and with computers and what have you, you can check it out, that all the answers lie within each person. So if anyone's angry, upset, we can stop the violence and warring with the new propaganda and say, hey, your answers are inside of you. Set up new Education Heart Math Institute and Soul Life Purpose Work, and, you know, evolving community conscious groups, programs, and legislation. So thank you, Andy, for helping with this, and welcome, Rich. Thank you. Thank you both so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Lynn. So I would, what I've been thinking, Lynn, is that this propaganda issue is not just, I mean, it relates to this race issue that we have going on right now, because while, yes, there are people who have sort of racist tendencies or racist beliefs, but those beliefs and behaviors are stoked or encouraged by racist propaganda and the rhetoric that's coming from racist or from politicians who are using racist propaganda to divide the nation in order to get themselves elected or whatever their agenda happens to be, which is usually to get more money in their pockets and to get more power and influence and fame. But in any case, what's going on in the country with all this division around race and the police brutality is directly connected to a leader who promotes brutality and spreads racist propaganda and acts brutality. Like you said, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. I mean, not only is that racist, it's brutal. I like to remind people who are all upset that Bernie lost the election, that they don't really know what the country is, what's going on. We still have children imprisoned on the border. You know, it's not politics as usual. This president and this party has acted with impunity to violate the laws. And when there's lawlessness in the executive branch, there's lawlessness in the police authorities. That breaks out into lawlessness all over the place. So he's acting with impunity. He's violated the law, and we can't hold him accountable. And now we shouldn't be surprised now that the police act with impunity over and over and over again. And then he wants to use break up a protest out in front using force and violence. The violence from the protest actually is the violence instigated oftentimes by the police themselves. Now, there are violent groups, there are cultish political groups that get involved, and then there are criminals who take advantage of the situation and come
in. Speak up a little more, okay? You're starting to fade a bit. Sorry, go ahead.
We still have the protest, you know, they've got these political cults. There are groups that will promote violence. There are people who are being told through third-party and foreign propaganda that nonviolence doesn't work, and that's why they resort to violence. And we get a lot of these articles talking about, the anger, the violence. They really don't know what's going on down in the streets. In the streets, you've got the nonviolent protesters. You've got the propaganda-infested groups that think only violence works, and they come in and try and hijack the larger and nonviolent protests. And then you have criminals that come in behind them to take advantage of the situation to rob and steal. So I'm glad we've got that under control, because this president is not only a threat to people of color in this nation, he's a threat to our very democracy. He's a threat to all of us, because it's unclear to me if violence breaks out again or if there's problems, he will use that to declare martial law. He could use it and then cancel the election. When he came out to the Rose Garden to speak, I think he was taking directions directly from Putin, that Putin is calling the shots, because he's obviously not informing any of his staff. They didn't know he was going out to do that. And then they got this idea, supposedly it was Ivanka's idea, to clear the protesters out in front. And then he starts making threats. And so this person is a threat to our very lives. He's a threat to the colored people's lives. He's a threat to our freedoms and our democracy. And his intention is to destroy the American way of life following an autocratic and rule as an autocrat. So we're no more looking away. No more looking away from the racist rhetoric. No more looking away from the police brutality. We're not going to turn our eyes from those at the top who are instigating and fomenting this racist rhetoric and racist reactions and extremism and division in our country. So I think when we look at the whole picture from propaganda, it not only affects the Bernie Sanders versus Biden and debate, it's affecting the entire country. So that's why I have a short presentation that I'm doing now, 10 to 15 minutes. And if anybody wants me to do a webinar or present at their, present that propaganda training to their club or their group, you know, I'm available. My email address is rich_Procida, P as in Paul, R-O.
You have to spell it out and go much slower and louder.
Rich_Procida,
that's P as in Paul, R-O, C as in car, I, D as in David, A, at justice.com. And I'll be happy to do a presentation for you on propaganda because it's very relevant to this race issue. And I realized that Thursday night when I did a presentation before the Tri-Counties Democratic Club. And I had written it all before all of this happened. And then when I got to the point where I started talking about race, it really hit me. And I realized, you know, this propaganda is what's dividing us around race. It's what's encouraging the brutality and the bigotry and the anger and the hatred. And it needs to stop. And we have to stop this man in November. And if we don't, the future of the country and the future of all our lives and our freedoms are at risk. And that's why I think this election is important and this movement is important. And hopefully we can keep united in solidarity with one another and without picking on one another around issues of ideology or religion or even picking on one another about race. We can just stay unified in solidarity with one another and to take this country back from the authoritarian forces, then we can restart our efforts to transform.
I can hear you typing in the background, Andy. I really need to hear you, Rich. You're really low. I mean, I can barely hear you.
Okay, well, I'm talking right up to the phone right now.
Okay, that right there. Stay right there on it, okay?
Okay, sounds good. So, that's about it, Lynn. I mean, I'm just really thinking that I really see now how propaganda plays into the issue of race and how it inflames that issue and how it's part and parcel of what is creating this brutal regime that is and causing more brutality by police such that we get a terrible murder and more that's going on that probably isn't filmed. So,
okay, what do you think, Andy? What's your take on all of this?
Let's assume that everything Rich says is true. But let's take it up another level. Let's assume it's not just about race, that race, although there are racists, that racism and misogyny and mocking the disabled and belittling the poor and all of those factors are being used by knowing people to maintain their power. It just so happens that racism has a history in our country and it's easy to fuse and flare up. One of the encouraging things I've seen in the last week in particular, a number of encouraging signs, our president tried to use the American military for illicit purposes. The American military backed down in a way that was historic. Active military leaders who are usually silent actually spoke out. Our own Secretary of Defense, a Trump pick, spoke out. So our military said, no, we're not going to do that. That's one of the critical ways to keep our country from becoming tyrannical, because if the leader cannot use that military, in fact, they've had to back off and withdraw. A second good sign is I've seen a lot of protesters, not all, but a lot of protesters come to realize where it's multiracial, multigenerational, that all of our issues are based on power disparity, and that maintaining of money and power by the select few is really what we're up against. I've seen a lot of good signs.
Please reiterate that.
The maintenance of power and wealth,
yep,
is what we're up against. People who value power and wealth over the lives and freedoms of Americans.
Or health of the planet, you know, Mother Earth.
They speak to freedom, and they speak to climate change, and meanwhile they do what they do behind the scenes, creating hate and division, so you won't watch who they're robbing and what kind of illicit business. There was another one today, another guy, I forget what it was, yet another person's being investigated, some big wig. So I've seen systemic opportunity here. I've seen not all police being bad. I've seen a number of police chiefs having to face the reality of their own ranks. A lot of them have their hand forced by police unions. There's a lot of potential for change. There's a lot of talk now of what is the nature of public safety. I know in Minneapolis they want to disband the police department and work on having most of the police calls answered by medics and counselors, which is probably a good idea. And
yeah.
I think the protests, the main protests, the daytime main protests, have far outweighed the hooligans and looters in the evening and the throngs of peaceful protests. You haven't seen the headlines. There have been some fantastic peaceful protests. And many people out there masked because in the middle of a life-threatening pandemic, they think this is more important. It really speaks to the will of the people. Now, propaganda is a kind of interesting thing. Our leader, dear leader, the tyrant, some people call him the tyrant in chief, whatever you think, he's not doing this alone. He's doing this with the support of other power-hungry politicians. The so-called checks and balances, if they were checking and balancing, this thing would have been over a long time ago. So we have a deeper problem than one guy. So what we have to do is, I believe, we have to focus, we have to think more carefully. We need to help all of our brothers and sisters, whatever their political leaning, to recognize it's important that we vote for people of character and ethics and worry less about their policy right now. It's important that we help our friends understand what propaganda is and question what they're hearing. The propagandists are succeeding because for the moment they've got a block of people who, whether out of fear or denial or just being overwhelmed or whatever, don't realize or want to realize they're being played. And fortunately, some of their icons, military icons in particular, have been speaking out. And so I think over the last week there has been a change, cracks in the great propaganda machine. But it makes me think about not just what is propaganda, but how do we help everybody recognize it when they see it? That's what I've been thinking about. Rich, I don't know if you know this, but I read an article that said the word propaganda was developed by a pope in the church in the 1600s.
Huh.
Yeah, I read about it.
In reference to what? In reference to what?
He developed a propaganda committee. Too many Catholics were wanting to leave the church for to become Protestants, and he was upset. So he
promoted the propagation of the faith, and that's the first time the actual word propaganda was used. But propaganda actually goes all the way back to ancient times.
I'm sure it does, but being that you do Bible teachings for progressive, I thought it was particularly poignant as I saw it.
And they're the first ones who did it. And then Edward Bernays or somebody developed a different words for propaganda. So they call it propaganda about propaganda,
huh?
More propaganda about propaganda. In fact, I think there's actually propaganda out there right now that's telling people not to listen to people who are concerned about propaganda. And then it's amazing after we've came out of through the election that people are through the impeachment, and all of a sudden you hear these leftists, propaganda, there is no propaganda, that was all a lie, and
it's
not really an issue, you know, coming from the leftists. And so people who were against impeachment to begin with and thought impeachment was a waste of time. And so they came out saying, and so I hear it, oh, you're propaganda, what propaganda? And this is from leftists. I mean, I can imagine it from right-wing people, but from leftists. So there's
you know, what's funny is that we have to be careful. Those of us who are acting for change, we have to be careful how we choose our words so we don't easily allow those power people to make us out to be hoaxers. And one of my concerns, is I watch the so-called progressive media. At times, they do things which I think are unwise. I understand why. It's about rage and upset and wanting to be supportive to others of like mind, but it can provide fuel for the power hungry. We who concern ourselves with languaging have to be very careful to help our progressive friends adjust their languaging so they don't inadvertently throw fuel on the fire.
I just got done reading an article on LA Progressive, I didn't read the article, I just read the title, by Sonali Gohadkar, who is has a show on there on KPFK, and it was the liberal politicians have caused police brutality. And so this idea, it's kind of like, do we really need to start picking on liberals now? I mean, this sort of neoliberal socialist obsession that we need to have, that the conflict is between socialism and capitalism is just completely off base and out of touch in many ways when it comes to race.
Absolutely. That's
power.
Why the Wolf, Richard Wolf, one of the head economists, you know, worldwide, and Noam Chomsky, they're really important people to get involved in. Of course, Stanford Care, EDU, they have, you know, they're doing remote viewing, they're doing all kinds of care, you know, we can...
One other thing, Lynn, I want to be careful about something. I don't want to create personality cults on the progressive side. This is important. One of the issues with propaganda is information silos.
Right.
We all tend to seek out the information that we agree with, and that's not good. That fosters propaganda. If I make it a point, Lynn, you do too much. I make it a point to listen to many sides. And the thing that I've found is there are some media outlets that normally tack toward the, let's call it conservative. And when they make an argument, there is some nut of truth to their perspective. And we can't as progressives totally assume everything they say. I'm not talking about the wingnut radio hate mongers. I'm talking about more modest conservative views. There is a point and a reason why they feel the way they feel. And I believe that we can craft a solution that helps not only our concerns, but their concerns are also our concerns.
Well, where we have to change the word propaganda to media psychology. You know, there's actual...
But it's
form-
not just media. It's part of our entire human psyche. It's
You have to realize we've been cut off from direct contact with our own higher power and soul energies. So that's why the Soul Work and Heart Math Institute is so critical right now. And again, we never knew that all red, yellow, black, and white have the same basic needs. The same basic emotions, and we never had internet to prove with the science and behavioral science and parapsychologists and all these different people that work in spiritual, in churches and in spiritual groups. We had no freaking idea that if any red, yellow, black, and white's angry, their answers are inside of them. And we have tools now with the internet, online programs to help each individual stop their violence, find out who they are, and get a new job. you know, that's a win-win.
Can I ask you a devil's advocate question?
Sure.
How do you get all the rural ranchers and the hardworking farmers to give a damn about what you're doing online with your HeartMath Institute?
Okay, how it works is like COVID, okay? That they have the opportunity to go to their new community coalition outreach programs in these new civic action groups, and ourrevolution.org, neveragainaction.org. You get the activists all working together, and you go with the librarians, the library people too, and the schools and the churches, and say, hey, we got jobs for everyone. We have this new legislation called a CARE Act. And guess what? You know, you can register anywhere at any place. We just want you to have work that you resonate.
So it's your belief that these people can be reached by providing jobs, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, and then in order to provide jobs, you need legislation to allow the jobs, if assuming that the huge philanthropists don't jump in, right?
Yes. And
in order to get legislation, you need politicians who are at least willing, if not enabled, to negotiate and pass these things, right?
Yeah, and we need the churches.
Well, I propose that under the current government, under the current people holding government, there are too many people who put their power and wealth above jobs. And until
absolutely.
Those people are removed, you cannot get that legislation.
I know, Rich, with Bible Studies for Progressives, right? And the legislative outreach groups that we do have now online that are in the streets and what have you, they're starting to realize we have to go beyond race, religion, gender, and these political divides. And I've never heard a president say, oh, by the way, if you're, you know, there's no good Democrats unless they're dead ones. I mean, like,
oh,
what?
Sure, I've heard that crap before.
Oh, my. I mean, how?
Listen to Rush Limbaugh.
That's treasonous, you know? No, I know, and I've listened to all this information being spewed to get right versus left. And that's what I'm saying. The Internet, cell phones, language apps with mass media propaganda, I'll just say mass media psychology support for bringing in the new systems paradigms has to go back to healthcare. Really, you know, get it right back to healthcare and to mental healthcare, de-stressing people and new coping skills. It's all coping, not more drugs, guns, or wars. You know, we have the ability to shift those systems now from inside out. You know, you've got
race. Why are they marching in the black communities? It's not just race. It's because they don't have health care, they don't have education, they don't have economic development. It's as much socioeconomic as anything. But what I'm saying is we can sit here and postulate all our intellectual theories all day, but until we have people in power, nothing's going to happen. I mean, the groups fighting for A and B and C and D are going to keep fighting and yelling and screaming, and we won't get anywhere unless we all get together. One of the good things about seeing people in the streets is it tells politicians, even if they use chicanery to try and get elected, they're not popular. And in order to maintain their power, they're going to have to consider millions of people in the streets. And now they're turning into, some of the marches are turning into voter registration drives, for instance, and that's a good thing. That's where we
well,
the people,
and the next thing is they have to realize that because of internet, cell phones, and language apps, you learn to talk to people, and their answers.
Your government could shut down the internet tomorrow.
Okay, but at the same time, I mean, everyone is already realizing, like, oh my gosh, did you realize that all the information for ordinances is online at every county? They can drive to their county where they live.
What I'm trying to say, though, is it's not the technology from which it springs. It's the group of people from which it springs.
Right, and that's where the organization of, I mean, there must be 150 fabulous, you know, outreach programs of all different kinds that can be, you know, accessed for green new civil service jobs, right, with hydroponics and edible landscaping, local food.
That's all wonderful until you have people in positions of control who can approve that. It's just wonderful and won't go very far.
I know. So how do we do it? What do you think,
Rich? We the people.
What do you find, Rich, with your outreach with all the different you know, Reverend Barber's moral, you know, Poor People's Campaign, and then the Poor People's what is it, Human Rights Coalition, you know, Sherry Hunkela, she was with Jill Stein in the Green Party and got arrested, you know, when they had everything legally ready for the debate. They wouldn't let him on. Remember that? Anyway, go ahead, Rich. What do you think, you know, with your background with... With Lisa Snow too. How did that, you know, what's her background? Is she must be in a position too of some sort of authority to help, you know, this kind of new legislative format, propaganda, or I call it mass media psychology support, you know, to co-create, you know, a new age WPA system. So people kind of get it, but then they'd see that we have to evolve because, you know, our consciousness, evolutionary projects and programs are evolving. What do you think, Rich? Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to just clarify that I'm not really against socialist policies or Richard Wolff in particular. I do have a problem with the pushing of ideology. I see it as a kind of proselytization, and I have a problem with the politics and the third-party politics and propaganda that gets spread on their behalf and the divisiveness that they're trying to divide us against. You know? So I think the main, and when I say it's not capitalism versus socialism, it's authoritarianism versus democracy. That's the central struggle, and that's what we're in a struggle about now. So, so yeah, they may not have... all, you know, everything they need, and socialists might provide them with medical care, and all these other things. But that's not why they're out in the street. They're out in the street
for the purpose of our discussion. Let's us from now on. I'm never going to use the word socialist. I'm always going to use the word compassionate capitalism.
Okay,
yeah, and
sounds good.
How about democratic compassionist? I mean,
democracy does not mean personal freedom at the expense of other people's freedom.
Right on.
right. And I wanted to add that there's, you know, some of the propaganda that's coming out, like this idea I talked about how that nonviolence doesn't work anymore. Well, there's nothing new about violence. I mean, look at, I mean, Hong Kong, they used violence, and that movement failed. And people going out and saying nonviolence doesn't work anymore, we're trying a new thing. There's nothing new about violence. Like Walter Wink said, that the most dangerous thing about the use of violence is when it actually works, because it convinces people that violence works. But violence is no more successful than nonviolence. Now, there's a difficulty with nonviolence that... it's not that I have a difficulty with it, but I think that all human beings have a difficulty with this, is that nonviolence asks us to put our lives on the line, to risk death, and to not fight back. And that's sort of what Jesus exemplified, facing death. But when he was beaten, he did not respond.
Poor Gandhi.
He did not fight back. And that's maybe asking a little too much of people. And I think that's probably... The biggest difficulty with nonviolence is that we ask a lot of people to not fight back and to be nonviolent. But because nonviolence works by...
I have to jump in on that one, Rich.
No, I got this. Guys. This is more about, Rich said, capitalism and socialism. No, Lynn, this is more about labels. They're using the wrong labels. It shouldn't be violent and nonviolent.
You got to pay people to be kind and compassionate, not kill. It's real simple, okay?
This is too much
money.
Rich, I suggest...
kill one another. And games kill one another. Go ahead.
The problem is that it's not actually about violence versus nonviolence. They're misinterpreting the words. There is a wrong assumption that being nonviolent means you're passive, and that's wrong. They're not talking about passivity, and a lot of people, when they hear the word nonviolence, they think passive. When they hear the word violence, they think active. In fact, it's important to be active and not passive. It's important to be nonviolent because the people that are maintaining their power and wealth are doing it through domination, dominating others. When you engage
in harmony, you gotta pay.
When you engage in physical violence, it's an attempt to physically dominate another. So we need to craft active actions that are not designed to dominate and combat.
Legislation, new legislation, mass communication for, you know, paying people to be kind and compassionate, follow their heart and soul, projects, programs. Hey, instead of kill, you know, really, what have we done? Look at the money in war. It's got to stop. I like what Tom Steyer, he could help this happen. He knows. He would try to get it out there. You know, there's no reason on earth if the churches worldwide and the religious groups and the spiritual groups, caring activist groups worldwide come together and they say, Raging Grannies, you know, their music too. It's like, hey, we don't want violence and war anymore. We want to pay people to be kind and compassionate, you know, critical thinking. We want these jobs for mindfulness training. Everything's energy. They work with universal laws. They realize we're all connected in residence academy programs for kids. And, you know, we're all connected. It's a house in the multiverse. It's unlimited in the multiverse. We have to clean up our house. And part of it is we have to get all the military's equipment to stand down and remodel everything. I mean, really, it's all AI. All the military's running by AI that can be hacked. I mean, all that expensive equipment and ships and, you know, nuclear waste dumps and nuclear. I mean, we have toxic waste dumps everywhere. And how dare any country at this time keep putting more money into teaching and training people to be citizen soldiers, to, you know, use power and, you know, power over others when we need love, peace, and harmony jobs and clean the friggin' planet up. Clean the house, red, yellow, black, and white. And the women and churches are ready to help this happen. And the spiritual evolution.
If you
evolution.
Want that, you got to get people in power. Got to elect the right people in power. Rich, I thought of you the other day when the Episcopal Archbishop and the Catholic Archbishop and then the High Episcopal Reverend all spoke out about that stunt. To me, that was important.
Oh, when was that? Because I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yeah, when Trump did his Bible thing in front of St. John's, the Episcopal Archbishop of D.C. expressed her, let's just say she was not subtle about her disapproval. Then he did another thing in front of a Catholic church, and the Catholic Archbishop from the Diocese of D.C. also spoke out. And then the High Reverend, I forget his name, Curry, the head of the American Episcopal Church, spoke out, and it was delightful to see religious leaders saying, now, these are houses of God and houses of peace. How dare you use it for political gain, blah, blah, blah. And so it struck me that it was important for religious voices to be in the mix.
Okay, let's go from religious to back into this political divide and how Big Pharma has to step aside with the drug wars, because that's another big part of green civil services that has to get
Lynn,
out.
You want Big Pharma.
Wait.
If you want Big Pharma out of the picture, you got to throw out the bums.
I want people to understand that the biological warfare labs, they can check this. There's 400 worldwide biological warfare labs, and they are tied to the vaccination farms, okay? And the vaccination situation, Children's Health Defense .org. Get with them. They have Mike Papantonio, Ring of Fire, you know, with Sam Cedar and Joe Kennedy, Robert Kennedy III. Get with them. They're really important. Ringoffire.org. I mean, people don't understand. This whole, you know, shut down for vaccinations when we have biotechnicals, essential oils, and we have all the different soaps and we have, you know, these essential oils that actually kill 99.99% of viruses, you know, and all Big Pharma's drugs came from, where'd they come from? Oh, yeah, they originated from natural herbs and natural green medicines, and there's all kinds of programs on now for natural, for green, natural healing herbs. Grow them all. We've got to go to the solution level locally and globally that will stop the drug war, stop the insanity, leave allopathics for the you know, emergency intervention. But as far as, you know, the vaccination programs and farms, that's insane. And the massive overdose and use of drugs daily for so many ailments that can be already healed naturally, you know, with if we, and we need the jobs anyway, you know, that grow the natural herbs, edible flowers, you know, for the naturopathic programs and ointments and, you know, all these things that will help stop all this toxic, you know, waste and programs and unneeded, you know, vaccinations that are tied to, I mean, they are, they're tied to the biological warfare sites. They even have, you know, special, you know, you check in the labs and stuff, the vaccination programs, and they already have their own, you know, patent for different viruses. Even this, even the Spanish flu was one of the first biological testing warfare programs. Well, I guess smallpox on the Indians too. That was pretty heavy. Yeah. So, I mean, we really have to get people's mindset shifted individually, collectively, in every community. And the churches and grandmas, especially, raging grandmas, check them out. I mean, we've really got to get, you know, shifted to clean, happy, healthy children of God, of Source. You know, who are you? Why are you here? Hey, go work. You know, there's all this work here, there, and all over, you know, to bring in the world healing and peace, inner peace police, even, you could call it, training. You know, all these meditation programs where people are, you know, you go, you need some help, you're being really effed up, go in and get some help. You know, quit being a jerk, grow up. You know, knock it off. Your answers are inside of you. Find out who you are, what happened in this life, past life. Learn how to use your soul energies, not more AI. Learn how to let go, work with a multidimensional higher self, energetics that can help you, your family, everything around you, and the planet. You know, let's evolve instead of where we're going. Anyway, go ahead.
So what I wanted to go back to what Andy was talking about, and one of the things that Jesus did, according to scripture, is he went into the temple and he overturned the tables, and he wouldn't let anybody carry anything through the temple. And so,
was that the passage about the money changers?
Yep.
Yeah, the money changers. And some people say, "Well, that was violent." And, no, it's not violent, not in the sense of military fatigues, guns, Molotov cocktails, bombs, billy clubs,
right.
You know, where you're actually beating people up and using actual physical force and violence.
I would say that four men kneeling on a man until he's dead is pretty violent.
That is pretty violent.
Wow.
But the point I'm trying to make is that nonviolence is not necessarily not disruptive or not active or not physical. Yeah, you know, when we're talking about
right.
violence,
they have online with that rich online the ourrevolutioneverybody.org, ourrevolution.org. Those are the future. Our kids, the political revolution, and civicaction.org, and neveragainaction.org. These groups that our youth, our great American youth, are stepping in for the healing. Well, you know, bringing in, to, you know, good justice programs, and they have also goodjobsfirst.org. They actually are tracing the money changers, and there's followthemoney.org, and these youth are really getting, okay, they look at the government subsidies, who's getting paid out, why is the money keep going to the elite and Wall Street bankers, why isn't Wall Street being taxed every millisecond and giving, you know, money to everyone to do good? I mean, really, shouldn't the bankers and Wall Street pay back? I mean, what is it? What did they do to make so? Oh, they work on a machine. Oh, for math, huh? And the machine does it. But oh, they get to destroy lives, you know, and allow the proliferation of the killing of Mother Earth of all of us. And families, and destroy families, and have more penal industrial, you know, complex programs when they should be healing 99% of those people, you know, and grow all, like marijuana, grow all the natural herbs. We don't need drug wars anymore. I mean, the kingdom of heaven is within each person. I've worked with people that have been on drugs, and when they can access source and the kingdom of heaven within, there, I mean, the magic and the glory, there's no drugs even close. They didn't, we were duped. The power of our thought forms and intention to party and get high is what actually got you there. But then there's all these predators, and they'll sideswipe the mind control with either drugs or alcohol or comboed. And you end up in this energetic, low-level trauma, drama, and sometimes really dangerous. I bet dangerous energetic programs. So that's really what, you know, we have to have new coping mechanisms and new coping skills developed and let people know that we have them now. They're online, and they can be brought into, like, you know, these centers, body, mind, spirit healing centers, or you call them conscious evolutionary centers or transformation healing art form centers, you know. We have them. You know, we have all these just incredible light worker programs, ascension programs, these prayer meditation programs that go beyond even current, you know, most of the current churches in a level that unites under universal laws. They look those up, everyone. 12 universal laws, the basic 12 universal laws, or cosmic universal laws, which bring in the natural laws that actually started our Constitution and Magna Carta and the U.S. Declaration of Independence, our U.S. Declaration of Human Rights, and our Declaration of Independence. It's all there. You know, and that's what the real Pledge of Allegiance is about.
I have two sentences. The first sentence is, many years ago, someone asked my wife if she was a peace or war, and she said, I'm a pacifist. And they asked me, and I said, I'm not a pacifist, I'm an activist. The second sentence is, peace activist of a weird kind, because I recognize in order to reduce war, in order to reduce unnecessary drugging, etc., we have to not only have solutions to those problems which are as effective as the ones currently being used, but they have to be demonstrated on a broad enough scale to usurp, to disrupt the propaganda from people in power currently hold. It's not enough to have an answer. If you want to get rid of war, you better demonstrate an alternative conflict resolution that works. You better demonstrate it strong enough so that you can get enough support to get rid of well-entrenched processes. It's not enough to have a solution. We got to have the propaganda.
I know, there's the propaganda again. It's all advertising, marketing at a medical and a spiritual evolution consciousness programs that get it out there enough that people have hope, understanding that, yeah, oh, you, all the answers are within. We already have.
You know what my deceased mom would say? My deceased mom would say, first you got to vote. First you got to vote the bums out.
Yeah, but part of the problem that's why we're having this discussion with Rich and the propaganda is a lot of what is available to vote on is inadequate because it's actually both sides to divide each other, to have more of a police state that really is a profiteers of the current people in power for money, like you said before. So what do you think, Rich? What should we do about that?
Well, I think we definitely need to vote, and I think we need to look at our vote as a tool, like a crowbar. We're just trying to wedge autocrats and abusive and corrupt people out of power and trying to replace them with democratic and people who are concerned about justice and have a motive and are motivated to make our country and the world a better place. So, and that's really all that voting is. I mean, we have votes on propositions and ballot measures and other things like that. But when we're voting for politicians, we're just yanking out the bad ones and trying to replace them with somebody else, and then we find out whether they're good or bad as time goes on. I don't think
I've personally run before, and that's a problem with Citizens United, that we can't get money out of politics because, honestly, this propaganda again. I've personally, you know, tried to run. I actually got kicked out of the Democratic Party because one of their main platforms was developing more fossil fuel problems, really, the fracking, especially industry with 590 chemicals into our aquifer, and, you know, not wanting indemnity clauses for, you know, 165,000 leaking pipes already that they have indemnity clauses. They don't have to touch, but they get all this money. It's our government money, $300 billion per year. Follow the money. It's time now, everybody.
One of the differences
Let's follow the money for the penal industrial complex, Pentagon.
People are willing now to extend to do what they were previously afraid to do, Lynn.
Pardon?
Right now, people are willing to do what they previously would be afraid to do. And I can assure you, if someone got out there right now and said, I want to be president, among the crowds of throngs that are ducking the pandemic to protest, I don't care what the political rules say. We, the people, can rewrite the political rules. It's in the Declaration. We empower ourselves to reform our government. The problem is we're all playing too much by the rules. We need to learn to not play by the rules, because people who are maintaining their power are playing through threat and through domination, and they're not playing by the rules. And we got to learn to use that same mindset for good.
Yeah, but again, it's like, go ahead, Rich, you know about this. Go. With a constitutional lawyer background, what can we do, Rich? Come on. What can we do? Follow government subsidies, for sure. That's following the money and saying, we're not spending money that way. How about the people's lobby, and how about the people's budget group that the Green Party was trying to get out there? What do you think about that?
Well, I think that it's important, very important for us to vote strategically, because really, there's really only two choices out there. One of the difficulties I have with all these third parties is their propaganda goes against the Democratic Party. I mean, I saw Jill Stein. She was sitting there with, who was that general? Was that Westmoreland? Or whoever, with Putin. And I don't have any doubt that some groups are being funded by foreign governments.
And because their group psychology and their need to express rage against the machine outweighs any practical, real assessment of the politics. And that's the same thing that's causing right-wing stuff, too. It's the personal need to rage against the machine and to get identity in their life and to make a difference. And that's the only way they know how.
Yeah,
we only have about 4 minutes left. You guys want to start giving your contact and what, you know, how to stay in touch with anyone that's listening to this program or might start listening to it? Because there's a lot of people looking for both of your expertise in different realms. So who wants to go first? Andy, do you want to go first? Okay, let Rich go. Go ahead, Rich.
Well, my name is Rich Procida, and it's P as in Paul, R-O-C as in car, I, D as in David, A, at justice.com is my email. So rich_procida@justice.com. I have a podcast called Bible Study for Progressives, and you can find that on your podcast site. And I also write for LAProgressive.com, and you can go to my author page and see all my authors. And I have a blog at modernlectionaries.blogspot.com. And lectionaries is spelled just like it sounds, L-E-C-T-I-O-N-A-R-I-E-S. And also, if you want me to do a presentation on propaganda, and that's what I'm doing right now, or anything that has to do with progressive Christianity and politics, or just politics and race, I can do that. But right now I'm doing a presentation on propaganda. I can make it any length. Give me a call or send me an email. My number, 562-665-3317. Thank you, Rich.
One more time, Rich. Go in your number if it's okay. Go ahead.
562-665-3317. 3317.
Thank you so much, Rich. And I just want to give a shout out. ACIM.org, A Course in Miracles group. You know, Marianne Williamson ran for president. She needs your help with co-creating the Bible Studies for Progressives lectionary. She can help you with that at levels of, you know, because she worked with Dennis Kucinich and then also Tom Hartman a lot. So you might want to get a jingle with her, I got, and then also to the Quakers. The Quakers are ready to step in. They're helping the Indians, and they're helping with legislation. They always have. So it's FCNL.org, Friends Committee on National Legislation.org. Very important right now, those two outreach groups and their programs for a New Era of Peace. It's called NewEraOfPeace.org, and they'll also help. And then a multicultural worldwide group is LovePeaceHarmony.org, LovePeaceHarmony.org. They're all kind of stepping into Bible studies. So, yeah, sort of, you know, the next realm of the truth about our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which stands one nation under God, to one world under God within each person, becoming God, let go. And then that will bring in individual freedom and justice for everyone at evolving consciousness levels that ties into, you know, the science and the universal laws and what have you. Okay, Andy, what about you?
Andy.special@comcast.net, interested in systemic awareness, human emotional psychology, and using technology in the information age to who controls information, how it gets distributed, and how we can use information systems to create and support democracy.
Ooh, say that again. And remember, everyone,
system.
Andy has been doing computer
Andy
science.
Andy.special@comcast.net.
Okay, Andy's been using computer science and programming since 1971, everyone. So, you know, we really, you know, you guys, you computer geeks that are working with our
revolution. They developed the Netscape browser in the backyard of my computer building. So
they did what?
It takes me back. Developed the original internet browser in the building next to where I went to school.
There you go. All right, everyone, we got to sign out. Time's up for today. Thank you so much, Rich Proceda, and thank you so much, Andrew Miller. Thank you so much for being on. This is Lynn Mystic Healer, Spiritual Emergency Training, signing off today with, BBSradio.com, BBSradio.com, station one, scroll down, go up to the main page and scroll down and then scroll down and see any link that resonates. It's all about new resonation, Resonance Academy, Resonance Jobs, Heart and Soul Community Services, Good Basic Income, Universal Basic Income, and Healthcare, new healthcare programs. Anyway, we can do this. We love you. We thank you so much for being here. Blessings to all, and also KJAJ.org, 98.1 FM out of Empire in Coos County. Love you all so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go out today with Planet of the Light. Yep, enlightenment, peace, green, whole new project programs worldwide. Love, love, love one another. Pay people to be kind and compassionate. Yay, and go green. Thank you.